BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
People always ask us how we come up with some of the crazy stuff, and really it's just us sitting in the room looking at reports and news and all this stuff. And yesterday I was talking about this. They said that Bernie Sanders like has a big platform that is talking about trying to get like people who are in jail to the right to vote. Mm-hmm. And they asked during a town hall meeting at CNN, basically like listeners who were there listening to him, or viewers, I should say, and when he says that they should have rights to vote, somebody asks, should the Boston Marathon bomber be able to vote? Or are people who are convicted of rape, should they be able to vote? And Bernie Sanders said that even terrible people should be allowed to vote. Now, they've gone to a poll to see if people agree. Y'all want to know or you want to...
I want to know.
Yeah.
15% of respondents said all prisoners, regardless of their crimes, should be able to keep their right to vote. 20% said only people who are convicted of nonviolent offenses should be able to participate. And 30% said currently incarcerated people should lose their right to vote, but be reinstituted back into it after they paid their debt,
which is what Florida did.
And yeah, it differs in state to state, mm-hmm. but in the majority, in 22 states, felons lose their rights to vote during incarceration and for a period of time after, typically while they're on parole or probation. The voting rights are automatically restored after this time period, but they might have to pay outstanding fines, fees, and restitution.
So how about this? Do you think people who are locked up in jail for doing a crime still get to participate in the process? I'm not talking about whose party or whatever. They could be alien party for all I care,
right?
But and for whatever candidate. But do you think it's a good service for those of us? And I mean, and I gotta say this. I'm gonna go say this one more time. I'm not joking. Those of us who are out here and free, mm-hmm. you know, we live whatever the votes are. The people who are in there in jail, they ain't gotta go through it. You could tell me you want speed limit to be 20, but you ain't driving. Mm-hmm. I'm out here driving in these streets. Shouldn't my vote count more? Or shouldn't I have one and they don't get a choice? Or do you think, hey, this is something that belongs to everybody?
It's a very complex issue, but I think it can kind of be
I'm trying to dumb it down.
Well, yeah, and I think it can kind of be dumbed down to, do you think voting is a right or a privilege? And I think one of the things that concerns me is the access to information that somebody incarcerated has. So if you kind of control their access to information, then you kind of control how they view it and what they're going to vote on. And it's a huge voting block. It's 2.2 million people were incarcerated in the U.S. last year.
How about this, though? You said right or a privilege. Is it a right or a privilege to walk the streets?
It is a right.
It's a right.
Yes.
You have the right to walk the streets freely. When they take away that right and you locked in jail, they've removed. So we can take your rights.
Yeah.
So if you lose the right to walk around freely.
Because you're being punished because you're in jail.
Because you're being punished because you did something wrong, allegedly. So why can't we take that right away from you as well? Because your decision making, your picker of decisions to make is not intact.
Yeah.
So you're in jail because you pick wrong.
Right.
We ain't going to give you a voting ballot to say, all right, now affect us every other way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
Yeah, that's a very valid point. Absolutely.
I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying that's part of the conversation too.
Well, I like the word punished. You did something wrong, whether, you know, whatever happened, you're in prison or in jail. And this is part of the punishment while you're in there.
All right. How about this? 888-429-0941. You can text us or call because this is something that affects us all. And a lot of us may know somebody through channels or somebody directly that may be incarcerated. Sensitive nerves here because I'm watching the text come in.
Yeah.
I'm wrong for saying that people are in jail for making flawed decisions. I guess they did not make a wrong decision and end up in jail. I mean, I'm not saying specific cases. I'm saying if you end up behind bars, usually you've made a misstep or two.
Right? Yes.
Like, that's just a generalization. It's not a specific thing. But do you want people who have made those kind of faux pas with voting power?
Right.
There are people who are responding each way. 888-429-0941. What we got?
We have one that says, many laws are made regarding prisoners. They should have a right in those decisions and be able to vote.
You did bring up a good point, though, before we played a song, Davi. You said that you are concerned about the information that they get in jail or prison.
And we had another text that kind of spoke to that. If you can control what people eat and when they sleep and what they do, then you can also almost at a level control what they think. And, you know, especially with the flow of information that's going to somebody.
But you know what, though? But you can't just go off the flow. And we're going to take some calls. But you can't go off of the flow of information because there are people out here who vote who don't research.
But they have access to it, though.
Yeah, they have access, but they don't use it. The point of the matter is we still don't have an educated electorate because they not researching it. We talk to people all the time. It's
right.
Like, I don't really do it. My husband tell me who to vote for or whatever. And we like, yo, how are you not taking this seriously? So we still don't have saying that they don't have the information is almost equivalent to a lot of our people out here that aren't really paying attention to candidates.
But if you control the TV in the hall and you have it on one channel all the time, you're going to, you know, control.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What those people
that
think.
That TV's going to be popping.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's see. Joe is on the phone. Joe, what are you thinking?
Hey, man, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Now, we're trying to keep it dumbed down and light because I don't want to get into the political part of it, even though it is political, it's strongly, because who should be able to vote? What are you thinking?
I do think they should be able to vote. Anybody that is incarcerated to a certain extent, maybe just because of the aspect that they will be affected maybe when they get out, or the people that they do know outside are being affected by it. But at the same time, now that I'm listening to more and more to you guys, you're making more valid points about how what it could be filtered into information that they always want them to hear, or that, like, you know what I'm saying, could be a one-sided way of information that they get inside there.
Yeah.
But the aspect of just President Obama got to be able to, when he was elected, he pardoned so many people from prison, you know what I mean? That affected so many people in prison right off the bat, but they didn't have any say-so in that at all, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. No, it's definitely like, you know, like they say when they pay taxes, like taxation without representation, you should be able to vote, you know, and people take away your voting power. That's why we voted as a state,
yes,
to let people who were felons get their voting back. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's, we're making some leeway, you know, but want people who are in there, the bomber, like for instance, the Boston Marathon bomber,
right,
should they get the vote?
Hell
right?
No. And what about these murderers? I mean, there's tons of examples. Are we picking and
somebody who
people?
Touched a child?
A pedophile? You want them to vote?
Again, I don't know what specific stuff he did wrong, but he made some mistakes
in his
life.
That's an example.
I don't know if I want you choosing the next president.
Yeah, well, we're talking about judgment right now, and you brought that up earlier, Orlando, and I was just reading something. It says we don't let children vote, for instance, non-citizens or the mentally incompetent, so why would we trust somebody in their judgment that's in prison?
That's a good point. Let's see. Alan is on the phone. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What are you thinking now? Who should be voting? Should people behind bars get a vote?
No, I don't think if they're behind bars, like if they haven't been sentenced yet, you know, they just got arrested and, you know, they haven't been found guilty or they haven't took a plea deal. They're not really proven guilty or, you know, they should be able to vote. But I feel like if you've been guilty, been all that and you're away, you should not be able to vote until, you know, you get out, did your time, and there was, you know, there's processes. Then you are back in society, and you can vote. You know, it's just one of those things. But if you haven't served your time and nothing, what makes you be able to vote the same as the next person that got in trouble? I didn't get in trouble. That follows the laws, does everything. Why should you have the same input as the person that didn't get in trouble.
Yeah, no, I like what you said, though. You're not going to take them away from the people who haven't been charged or who haven't been convicted yet, I should say. They can still be able to vote. I can take that.
They chose to get in trouble, so it's like, and I've been on that part, you know, but now I'm a productive member. You know, I own my own business. I'm doing the right thing, but it's just one of those things. During that time, you shouldn't be able, you know, you got to learn. That's one of those things, like, you're like, oh, I want to vote. Well, if you want to input, guess what? You got to do stuff to get that right, and just like you said, we voted to have them be able to vote now when they get out, get their rights restored, and that's the step that people could take. So do your time, and then if you really want to have an input, guess what? There's a proper way to do it.
There you go, Alan. You know, hey, appreciate it, fam. That's good. And he said he's a product of it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, imagine the political fights in the yard.
Oh my God. say my candidate sucks one more time. Say it one more time. Let's see here. We got a handful of many laws are created. Currently incarcerated people lose that privilege just like they lose a bunch of their other privileges because they're in jail. Once they're released, then they've paid their debt to society. So they agree with Alan. Another person says the justice system was created to take away the rights of African Americans. I'm like, well, some people believe that. I believe that, you know what, the system, that's what did you say? What was the word you used the other day? Systemically.
Yes.
Systemically, you know, there is some truth to that. There are some folks that are of all different colors that are behind those bars who have done some heinous crimes that you might not want to be making selections that, again, won't affect them because they ain't never getting out.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing life in prison, you know, and they want to give you the chance to vote to keep you human, it's like you're not experiencing a lot of these things out here that you're voting on. I got to live that out here.
But the vast majority of the people that are incarcerated will be getting out. And
yes.
A big majority of those people are also in for nonviolent offenses. With that said, would you guys be open to maybe a list of disqualifying offenses? Okay, you convicted of terrorism, obviously this, murder, kids. But, you know, maybe you got caught with some drugs or maybe it was some kind of fraud.
I'd
be
down for that as long as it can remain clean.
Okay.
Like, as long as they can differentiate who's voting.
Okay.
And no sham going on in there.
Offender.
Well, because, like, you got a prison of how many people? 2,500 people.
Okay.
And maybe 1,200 of them, to be even, is, like, nonviolent.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to make sure just those 1,200 is voting? Like,
right.
Are we trusting the warden? Where's the impropriety going to happen?
Think about like a minimum security or like a medium, not like a super max with all the killers and all that, but a place where you're people that are like drug addicts or white collar crimes.
I don't know if I want the drug addicts.
He's saying no.
Those are the kind of things that
they can be swayed with a couple pills. They can be swayed.
Because the inverse of that is like, that's a nonviolent offense. That they didn't
I was with you until you said the drug dealers.
Well, I mean,
the drug is. I don't want no zombies.
That's
voting.
Who's in there.
It's another example.
I mean, like hookers. Let hookers vote.
Hookers can vote.
Hookers can vote.
Okay,
yeah,
pimps.
Hookers can vote. I'll take that.
Pimps.
Pimps.
You can't have the hookers without the pimps.
Pimps are like entrepreneurs. They can vote.
Oh my God.
What about the DUI guys? That's bad.
As long
judgment.
As somebody drive them to the polls, I'll take the DUI. I'll take the DUI guys.
Yeah, okay.
DUIs, hookers, and pimps. Y'all can vote.
Drug dealers.
Orlando.
I let the drug dealers.
What about?
Drug dealers. What kind of drugs? That's shipping.
Yeah, that's true.
That's shipping. That's ports. That's airline. Let the drug dealers
vote.
What about Jack Boys?
First of all, Meredith is so confused right now. You said Jack Boys, and she looked around like, I don't know about him. Who's Jack?
Who are these boys with him?
I'm crying. I looked around.
She looked around the whole room like, who's Jack?
I was like, say another sentence.
Jack
so I can
Boys.
Figure it out.
Jack Boys are stick up kids.
I gotcha. Yeah.
People
no.
who rob.
No.
And now we get into the violent side.
Big
now we
time.
Got bad. I don't know.
What if they rob when nobody's home?
No. Come on.
They wait Jack Boy then. You a cat burglar then. cat burglars can vote. I'm a cat burglar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.